If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, just $29.98 a gallon. So let's cover the walls and the budget beautifully. Behr's advanced stain blocking formula covers and blocks even the toughest stains and scuffs. That means truer colors and truer compliments that will last for years. Let's do this. Save $2 per gallon on Behr Ultra Interior Mat now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on Behr Ultra Interior Mat, U.S. only.
Conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow. Our CBS Local Sports app allows you to live stream your favorite sports talk radio show and actively participate in the conversation. Download the free Audio Roadshow mobile app. Call *326 from your mobile phone. That's *FAN.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Halas Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock from the Score Update studio. I'm Nick Shepkowski. Bears back to work today at Halas Hall as they get news Jeremiah Ratliff is suspended for the first three regular season games without pay for violating the league's policy and program for substances of abuse and will not appeal the league's decision. This is in because of a 2013 DWI that he was admitted guilt to. But missing games for the veteran, that's the least, it's a tough concern for him right now.
I mean, it's tough to sit out any game, you know, for any reason. And, you know, of course, you know, situations like this doesn't make it any easier. But I'm going to do what I have to do, and I'll come back week 4 and be ready to play.
Bears made a couple of moves today, signing guard Lucas Nix to a one-year deal. They waived tight end Jason Weaver. Cubs and Indians underway at Wrigley Field. Good pitching matchup today as Corey Kluber and John Lester doing battle. Scoreless as the Cubs come to bat in the fourth inning of play. Some news from the ballpark today. Not good for Cubs fans as Jorge Soler is headed to the disabled list. He has a left oblique strain. Jason Mott to the DL as well with shoulder strain. Zach Roscup and Tommy La Stella called up to the big league squad today. La Stella starting at second base. White Sox back home for a 7-game homestand. It's the first of three tonight against the Red Sox. Jeff Samardzija takes on Joe Kelly in the pitching matchup. Samardzija has struggled against Boston in his career. 2 starts, a 6.28 earned run average to show for it. Pre-game show starts right here on The Score at 6:35 tonight. And today, the New England Patriots agreed to a one-year deal with veteran wide receiver Reggie Wayne. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Ford, and right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $10 off any oil change. Visit driveafirestone.com or see store for full details. Keep your car running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are The Score, brought to you by Famous Dave's Legendary Barbecue.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run headfirst into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
You're judging a football player by how tough you are. That's it.
Matt Bowen.
You played this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 204 at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, we get a chance to talk more football with another one of our favorite guys.
Matt Bowen is on Twitter at MattBowen41. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Well, Matt, we've got a little bit more to study when it comes to figuring out these Chicago Bears. And it was better than last time, but still leaving some people concerned about the same thing. Speed and playmakers and big plays and all that. How about you?
Yeah, I would agree with that, Dan. But I think there are some positives to start with. You talk about the first-team defense, Pernell McPhee. And that's what you expect. And he's a first-day free agency guy. You pay him big money. He should be that dominant player on the edge of your defense. He showed a couple different counter moves to get home. The quarterback, Andrew Luck, and Jared Allen got home under pressure. They had some interior pressure as well. And I think everyone can see Andrew Luck, I have no doubt, is the future of the NFL, the quarterback position. But he's also human. When you hit him, hey, that's all it takes sometimes. That all it takes is a spark of defense to play better football, to improve from week to week in the preseason, get some pressure up front. Now, the biggest question still is the secondary, okay? You don't see the playmakers out there. You know, Tim Jennings was beat on a deep over route. Andre Johnson, that was a pass that should have been completed. The inside slant to T.Y. Hilton that was dropped. I'll tell you right now, you go back and watch that play. If he catches that ball, it's time to strike up the band. Let fight song on that one. I think he's going for six. And Kyle Fuller gave up another play. Now, I am worried a little bit about Kyle Fuller. And I'll say this, and I've been very, I guess the word is I had high expectations for him.
It's a first-round pick.
Yeah, with you guys. I would love to coach him. You know, he's not a 4-3 guy. He's a 4-5 guy. That's fine if you play with technique. But for some reason, the technique's not coming together. All right, for someone like that, he has to play with excellent technique. He has to be good in his pedal. He has to drive to the hip of the receiver. And go back and watch that play. And again, he's going against T.Y. Hilton, a top-tier wide receiver. But you know what? You're a first-round pick. You're expected to be number one cornerback for this team. You're going to draw those matchups. You know, he turned to the outside and head whipped to get back and face the wide receiver. Nothing wrong with that. But you got to squeeze the wide receiver. You have to stay on top of that post. I don't care if it's cover four or cover one. I don't care if there's a safety underneath or a safety over the top. It's your job as a cornerback to stay on top of that play. You have to eliminate the post. He has to get better. Because if Kyle Fuller isn't a playmaker, if he doesn't go back to the beginning of his rookie season where he's always around the football, then who's going to make plays for this defense? You know, who's going to be that guy in the secondary that's going to be the ball hawk go after the football? Through 2 weeks, we haven't seen that just yet.
Yeah, I think everybody's seeing the same thing, Matt, and I can't, you know, I understand that T.Y. Hilton's going to do that to a lot of people, has done that to a lot of people. That's not a secret. Everybody in the NFL kind of, and they paid him like he was going to continue to do that. But it was disconcerting because I just didn't see any technique. I mean, he was just gone in an instant. And the way he dropped, I knew they were going right back to him after he dropped that ball. There was no doubt in my mind that they were going to go back to him.
There shouldn't be, because if you look at what teams have done, Kyle Fuller has been the mark for the better part of a season now.
Yeah, I agree with that. He has. And his overall production has dropped since the beginning of last season. A lot of his technique, it doesn't matter if we're talking about what we've seen in the preseason, pretty basic stuff. But you know what? You have to be good at the basics to be a professional athlete. You have to be able to play off man coverage. You have to be able to squeeze a post, squeeze a deep dig route like you saw versus Miami in week one of the preseason when he was basically stuck in the trail position again. Those are basic plays you have to make as a corner, right? And if I'm a position coach, I'm furious about it. That's all you work on in OTAs. That's all you work on in minicamp. That's all you work on during an individual period throughout practice. your hips, your footwork, your eyes. That defensive back play doesn't matter if it's high school or the pros. You have to be able to drive on the receiver and make a play in the football. And right now, they're not getting that. Now, Mitchell made a great play in that game. The Grant's against backups. The ball was underthrown, the deep post route. But that's what you want to see. Okay, that's a defensive back competing. The play's never over. Go up, climb the ladder, take the football away from the wide receiver. Be a football player. That's what they need to see from Kyle Fuller.
Before we get to the Jeremiah Ratliff looming absence, one more Fuller thing, and this is that I brought this up during transition, but there was a play in the game that really bothered me, and it wasn't a play on which Fuller was targeted. There was a pass in the slot to Andre Johnson, and safety comes up, makes a play. I think it was Amos ended up making the play, ends up being like an 8-yard gain, something like that. But if you isolate on Fuller, he never saw what was happening in front of him. He never adjusted. He didn't adjust pre-snap. He didn't adjust immediately post-snap. All he did was allow himself to get blocked by a receiver that was doing nothing but telegraphing and executing a pass block on him straight down the field the entire time, where had he even had an iota of recognition, it would give him an opportunity to shed the block in the direction of where the ball is going and go help out somebody else's guy. And there wasn't a glimmer. There wasn't any football going on there. That troubled me, even on a play that really had nothing to do with him.
Right, and that's not what you want to put on tape. Because every team that game plans the Bears, they'll go back and look at last season in terms of personnel for the scouting report. But how they're game planning their defense, they're going to look at San Francisco tape, they'll look at preseason tape. When they look at preseason tape, they'll look for matchups or certain schemes that take advantage of those matchups. And if you put something like that on tape, something where you're not recognizing the formation alignment or not recognizing the play, you're going to see it again until you do recognize. They'll run it at you every time until you make a play. That's part of defensive football. That's why you have to be cognitive of what you do during the preseason, because it's not just your coaches grading, it's your opposing teams in the first 4 weeks of the season. They're going to use that as part of their scouting reports and look, we can get this play in this guy. Okay, we could challenge the middle field against the Bears. We could throw deep out routes. If we close down the edge, we could pound the middle of the defense. Because that's another question mark. You brought up Ratliff being out. Okay, the strength of every defense at every level of football is at the middle of the field. That's never going to change. And for the Bears, that means the nose tackle position, the inside linebackers, and the safeties. But right now, if you're an opposing team, you look at this group of Bears defenders up the middle, and you say, look, we can win against these guys. Because Goldman, I think Goldman's going to be a good player, but he's also a rookie. He's never played in a regular season game. Now he's going to open up against Green Bay Packers.